All right. just heading to the store, so it'll be kind of quick. But anyways, the last podcast talked about my coach, one of my first football and wrestling coaches, Coach Joe Rose. And he passed away, unfortunately. And it feels like, I don't know, this, not to like make not to be cold about it or whatever, but this is like the first like death that I've had to deal with that's kind of sort of close to me, right? Like, I haven't had to, like, I've been very lucky with not losing grandparents or not losing relatives or anything like that. Like, there's just been a couple of, like, freak accidents where a couple of my, I guess guys I knew in high school have died, but I was more shocked than anything with that. But yeah, like this is only going to accelerate. This trend is only going to accelerate as I get older. I'm almost 30. Like, that's kind of, I'm kind of expecting it now. To be honest, a couple of my family members got diagnosed with COVID, and my family is not the healthiest family by any stretch of the imagination. These are the last people who needed to get COVID, right? So the reality of that is, yeah, I only have a handful of years, if I'm lucky, left with my grandparents, and then after that, like, my parents are in whatever. Like, I only have 20, 30 years with them, maybe. Like, if I'm lucky, right? Like, that's, I don't know. That's the reality of the situation. And kind of facing that. Death makes us confront our own mortality. Anyone's death makes us confront our own mortality a bit. Like, you can go on your day-to-day life about whatever you're doing. You don't have to worry, you don't have to think about death. You don't have to stare it in the face and acknowledge that you too will not exist anymore at some point. So I think just taking my coach, Coach Joe Rose, as an example, he impacted so many people. Like, just you wouldn't have known it. Like, I only just realized with his passing how many people he affected. It wasn't until, one of my other coaches, Coach Dale Hazen, he made a post saying, yeah, like, thousands of kids went through Coach Joe's, him and Joe's program. They were friends for 30 years. So thousands. He affected thousands of people, of the impressionable young adults, right? Like, that's the most, he coached like PGFL, like middle school aged kids before they go into high school football. And middle school wrestling. Like, middle school's a very formative time. And in the wrong hands, guided by the wrong people, you can get fucked up in middle school and high school and all that. But parents trusted him, and he led. He was a wise, like I said in the last podcast, he was a wise Obi-Wan kind of figure. Like he guided kids in the just kind of to the direction of adulthood. Like you didn't even like the lessons weren't explicit or anything like that. Hey, you need to whatever. Worry about bills when you're an adult or whatever. It was never about that, but it was always like, you know, the normal football lessons, teamwork and personal, like you're sacrificing for the good of the team and all that kind of stuff. And you're just the using sport as a mechanism to teach those lessons. That's the real, like, you know, that's the real bait and switch we pull as a society on our kids. Is we get them in sports because they're fun to play, but you also learn so much through them. And he was the just a mentor without being like overbearing or it was a very understated, like, kind of he knew how to pull the strings without you knowing that he was pulling the strings. Like, it was just he guided so many kids towards wanting to make themselves better so that they can be better at a sport, but ultimately that showed them how to be better people in life. So it was a very indirect approach, and I only now just realized that at 29, like, you know, I didn't realize this 15 years ago or 17 years ago when I was playing PGFL, right? Like, of course you don't see it then, and you don't see it when you're a fucking high schooler, when you think you know everything, or college even. Like, only now that I'm kind of approaching 30, that I actually realize what the adults were doing. And Coach Joe Rose was one of the major figures that I didn't even know that I had, right? And just the amount of, yeah, just the sheer impact across 30 years of voluntarily coaching sports. Like, he wasn't probably paid all that much to, like, go be out there every Saturday and practicing, going to practice at 3:30 or whatever time we had practice at. Like, it was every other day or whatever it was. Like, he was doing it because he wanted to. And I think that's, like, the biggest lesson that I pull from that is do things that impact so many other people that it's impossible to really recount exactly what you did, right? like that you can't, it's a whatever, you can count the number of people, but all those people are now better people because of him, right? You can count the thousands of kids he coached during their most impressionable formative years, but all of those kids grew up to be somebody, right? And all those somebodies interact with other somebodies. So it's actually an order of magnitude probably more than the people that he impacted directly and indirectly by molding those kids into being better young adults who grow up to be hopefully better real adults. I hope that his impact is not understated. Even though he may have done it in a unassuming way, or he didn't have social media or anything like that. He had Facebook or whatever, but like nobody was like nobody was his hype man for him, right? He was just a figure in the Pleasanton youth sports community, and he was a great one. He did a lot, and maybe tens of thousands of people were indirectly impacted by him. And just an entire generation of kids who grew up in that sports, Tri-Valley sports area, and all the people that they impacted, like, throughout their lives. Those kids who grew up understanding what hard work means now have a family that they support because they first learned what hard work was by running sprints in football practice, in PGFL or whatever, right? Like, that's the kind of thing that I'm drawing inspiration from. And what I hope to leave as a legacy for myself. I'm sad for Coach Joe, but I'm honestly grateful and inspired that, hey, like, I'm celebrating that the minor role this guy had in my life. I didn't really know him personally all that well, or I wasn't friends with him, or I didn't have his phone number or anything like that, but just the impact of him being a volunteer and him doing what he felt was the right thing to do and doing it for the love of doing it. That's what's inspiring. And doing it for basically for free, and doing it for the next generation. He planted seeds. I think this is where I'll wrap it up. He planted seeds for a tree that he would never see, that he would never rest under the shade. And I think that's what makes communities great, countries great, and just kind of the world great, is kind of a self-sacrifice for the future, for the future generations. And I feel like we've lost that along the way. To close out, something about, I don't know who said the quote or whatever, but start planting seeds that you may not necessarily see the fruits of. You may not rest under the shade of that tree in the future. Think of ways that you can contribute to the world in a long, long-term fashion. Like, what can you do today or tomorrow, whatever? What can you start doing that is going to have echoes in eternity? That's whatever. Some other quote, I don't know off the top of my head, but what we do in life echoes in eternity. One of my jiu-jitsu buddies has that tattooed on him, and I think it's totally badass. But it's true. Like, all of the work that Coach Joe's done, it echoes in eternity now. It's it has echoed in my life, and it's echoing in all of those who knew him and were coached by him, and those who are indirectly affected by the people he coached. Just seeing that for the fullness, to use another religious metaphor here, in the fullness of time, we'll truly be able to recount any person's contributions or whatever, right? But it's looking back at it now, it's like, oh wow, his contribution was substantial, and there's no doubt about it. There's no question. There's no like. It was undeniable, his contribution to the local community and to society as a whole. So, anyways, that's unfortunately my realization that these are gonna come up more often for me, that I'm gonna lose people. Approaching 30, the people that watched me grow up, I'm now watching them grow old, and I'm gonna lose them. So this is just a determination for me to enjoy the time that I have with them left, that they have left, and truly try to understand each person's contribution to the world and the impact that they've had. And how they've left the world a better place. So, done.